Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Tesama Beis. We're holding on the top line on Tesama Beis. So says the Gemara, Masnis and Deloki Aitana. Our Mishnah, which records the Machlaikis Beishamim Beis Hillel, that Beishamim says you're not allowed to move a ladder from one Shaivach to another, and Beis Hillel says you can, so that's not like the following Tana, the Tani we learned in the Braisa. Amr Rab Shimon ben Elazar, Maidim Beishamim Beis Hillel, Shamailichen Asasula Mishaivach Lishaivach. They both hold that you're allowed to move a ladder from one Shaivach to another. Like Nachluku Alulah Hachzer, the Shailos, can you then bring it back home afterwards? Or can you bring it back to the original Shaivach? But everybody holds you're allowed to, for Simchas Yom Tiv, bring it to another Shaivach to get a knife from there. Shebeishami Aimrim E Machzirin, the Machlekis is about bringing it back. Beishami says you're not allowed to bring it back. Well, Beisil Aimrim Af Machzirin, and Beisil says you're even allowed to bring it back. So that's the Machlekis, Beishami Beisil. Now, like our Mishnah, which recorded it as a machlekes about bringing it in the first place. Now, once we bring this brisa, so the Gemara just brings the rest of the brisa. Amar Rav Yehuda, v'medivar ma'murim besulam shel shayvach. The machlekes is dafka about a shayvach ladder, avo besulam shel aliyah divrei kol aser. But when it comes to a sulam shel aliyah that everybody holds is aser to bring outside from anywhere on Yom Tif. And Rav Daisa aimer mateu mechalein lechalein. Rav Daisa says that you are allowed to move it from one window to another within that shayvach, and we'll see in the Gemara if he was talking about a sulam shel aliyah and being mekel, or he was talking about a sulam shel shayvach and being machmir, saying that you cannot move it from one shayvach to another, just within the shayvach, so you can move it from one chalain to another. And acherim aimer mishum Rabbi Daisa af madin by if the ladder is not tall enough to tilt from one chalain to another, so you could move it one leg at a time and waddle it to the other chalain. Now, says the Gemara's story, Bnei Rabbi Chiya Nafag LeKriyasa, they went to the village to check on their fields. Kiasu, when they came back home, so Amar Luhu, Rabbi Chiya, their father said to them, Amar Luhu Avuain, Klum Maiseh Bal Yedchem, did any shailos come up today? So Amar Luhu, they said, Sulam Bal Yedenu. Yeah, there was a shailah about a sulam of an aliyah. And Vitarnua, and we told them, the person who asked, we said that it was mutter to move it. Amar Lahem, Rabbi Chiya said to them, Tzuv isru mashitartem, go aser it, it's really aser. Now what's the machlekes? Enu savar, they, the children of Rabbi Chiya, they understood that midika amar Rabbi Yehuda basulam shel aliyah leipligi, from that which Rabbi Yehuda comes in the middle of the braisa, and he says that there's no machlekes bishamim beisila with regards to a sulam of an aliyah, everybody holds that there's a problem of maris ayin when it comes to a sulam shel aliyah, and it's aser, so miklal de tanakamu savar pligi. So that was mashman that the tanakamu Kama holds that they do argue about the sulam shel aliyah, and they were paskening like the Tanakama. But really, v'loihi, like Rabbi Chiya was pointing out to them, that it's not true. Rabbi Yehuda taimed the Tanakama come afarish. Rabbi Yehuda was explaining the Tanakama that everybody holds, even the Tanakama agrees that there's no machlekes when it comes to a sulam shel aliyah. That is for sure going to be an issue of maris ayin to move that on Yom Tov. Mimai, how do we know that Rabbi Yehuda is explaining the Tanakama, and that the Tanakama agrees that the heter is only by sulam shel shayvach? Says the Gemara, midikatani meilichan es asula mishayvach leshayvach. The lashon of the Tanakama is that you can move the ladder from a shayvach to another shayvach. Now, v'isa gadaitach besulam shel aliyah pligi, if the Tanakama was really discussing a sulam shel aliyah, and even still it was mutter, so hay melichan asasulam mishayvach leshayvach, why does he say it's mutter to move it from one shayvach to another? Melichan asasulam la shayvach mibayilei. He should have said you can move the ladder into the shayvach. The ladder didn't start off in the shayvach, it's a sulam shel aliyah. Elamai is discussing specifically a ladder which started inside of a shayvach. It's moving it from one shayvach to another because it's discussing a sulam shel shayvach. Says the Gemara, v'idach, the Bnei Rabbi Chiya, they knew this, they read the Braisa, but they understood, they said that mikatani sulam shel shayvach, lamaisa the Tanakama did not say that he's specifically discussing a sulam shel shayvach. All he said was mishayvach l'shayvach katani. All he says is that you can move it from one shayvach to another. And you know why he said it like that? Was to teach us a chiddush that va'afilul kama shayvachin. You could keep moving it from one shayvach to another shayvach to another shayvach, but the sulam didn't start off in the shayvach. According to the Tanakama, we could even be discussing a sulam shel aliyah. That's what they understood. But again, Rabbi Chiya told them that they were incorrect, and that really everybody, even the Tanakama, agrees that the sulam shel aliyah is l'kuli alma aser, and there's no such heter to move that on Yom Tov. Yikud Amri, some have a different version of the story, that Amru Loi, that B'nai Rabbi Chiya told Rabbi Chiya when he asked them if any shailas came up, so they told him, Hitoi Sulam Shal Aliyah Bali Adenu. There was a shaila about moving, about tilting a Sulam Shal Aliyah from one chaloin to another within the same shayvach. Vitarnua, and we said it was mutter. Amar Lahem, and again Rabbi Chiya told them, Suv Isru Mashi Tartem, it's really, it's Asr. And what's the machlaikas? Inu Savar Madika Asr Tanakama Kashari Rabdaisa. Like we spoke out when we read the Braisa, it's unclear what Rabdaisa, which case Rabdaisa was talking about. Rabdaisa comments back to Rabbi Huda and the Tanakama, and he says, you can move it from Chalain to Chalain. So the B'nai Rabbi Chiya understood that Rabdaisa was talking even about the Sulam Shal Aliyah. That which the Tanakama and Rabbi Huda said was Asr, Rabdaisa was coming to be Mako and say that the Sulam Shal Aliyah, you can move from one chalain to another within the same shayvach. V'loihi, and Rabbi Chiya was telling them that they understood incorrectly that ma'adik hashari tanakama ka'asa Rabbi Daisa. That really Rabbi Daisa was coming to be machmer, and on that which the tanakama and Rabbi Huda held the kula, they held that you're allowed to move a sulam shal shayvach. Rabbi Daisa was coming to be machmer and saying that no, you can't move it from shayvach to shayvach, only within the shayvach from chalain to chalain. Says the Gemara, v'matei mechalein lechalein v'chulu. So really, the Gemara is going to focus on the ratio, on the machlekes between Beisham and Beisil, or at the end of the Mishnah where it says Beisil matirin, that we have a machlekes Beisham and Beisil, the way our Mishnah understands, about whether or not you could bring a sulam shel shayvach from one shayvach to another. Beishame says that there's a problem of Maris Ayin, so you're not allowed to bring it from Shayvach to Shayvach. Someone's going to think you're going to fix your roof. And Beisil wasn't concerned. Beisil says, I know it's mutter. So what do you see from here? Says the Gemara, Amuga Besimchas Yamtiv. Beishamai l'chumru, Beisil l'kula. There's a potential issue of Maris Ayin. So Beisil says to go to Chumra, even though it's going to be at the expense of Simchas Yamtiv. You're not going to be able to go to the Shevach to get the Tzipur, the Shech, to eat for Yamtiv. So even though it's at the expense of Simchas Yamtiv, Beishamai is Machmir. And because of Simchas Yamtiv, Beisil is not Choshish for Maris Ayin, Beisil is Meiko. As the Gemara Rameni, Hashoichit Chayavayif B'Yamtiv. We have the Mishnah on Beisim and Aleph. Beishamai Oimrim Yachper B'deker V'Yichasa. Beishamai says you could do the Shechita and then do Kisei Adam as long as you have a Deker notes. Beisil Oimrim Mo Yishchait Elam Kein Hayiloy Afar Mucha Mi Baidyan. And Beisil says even if you have a Deker not, so there's no Yisurim, still Beisil was Chayshish and they said that you're not allowed to do the Shechita unless you have Afar that's Mamish Muchan. And Rashi explains it because Beisil was still concerned that if all you have is a Deker knots, maybe you'll take the dirt out, you'll see it's clumpy, and you're going to come to be Ivor on Ketisha on Teichin, you're going to want to make it all soft to do Kisei Adam. So Beisil said that because of that, not to do the Shechita. So you see that because there's a potential issue, Beisil was Machmer, even though Simchas Yamtiv is on the line, and Beishame was Mekel, so it's a stira by the Mishnah of the Shaivach, so Beisil is Mekel, and Beishame is Machmer. When it comes to the Shechita, Beishame is Machmer, and Beisil is Machmer, and Beishame is Mekel. So says the Gemara, Amra, B'yayichna Mukhafis HaShita. What you have to do is you have to switch around the Shitas. The way Rashi learns is in the Mishnah with the ladder, with the Shaivach, you have to switch around the Shitas. Beis Hillel is the one who's Chayshish from Maris Ayin at the expense of Simchas Yamtiv. And Beis Shammai is Meikol because of Simchas Yamtiv. Ask the Gemara, Mimai, who says that this is a stira? Why do you have to switch around the Shitas? Dilma ad kan le kamri Beis Shammai hasam ela heicha dika deker notes. The reason why Beis Shammai was Meikol on days of an Aleph, it's not because of Simchas Yamtiv. It's because he held that there was no concerns. You have a Deker not, so there's no Isurim. And Beishame wasn't Chayshish for Ketisha. So they didn't have any issue. They weren't being Mekel on something that they held was an issue, and they were being Mekel because of Simchas Yamtiv. If there's an issue, you have to take care of it. On days of an Aleph, there's no issue. Aval Hecha Duleka Deker not, but I'm daftest by the Sulam. But if you don't have Deker not, Sloy, Beishame would never be Mekel. If there's an issue, you have to take care of it. And therefore, on Daf Tes, where there's an issue by the Sulam, there's an issue of Maris Ayin, so Beishame is Machmer. There's no Stira. When you have an issue, so then there's a problem. On Beizim and Aleph, Beishame was Megal because they held that there was no issue. V'inamin also, Ad Kan Le Ka'amri Beis Hillel Hacha El D'Shaycha Mechiach Alav. The reason why Beis Hillel was Megal by the latter is not because of Simchas Yomtiv they were Megal on an issue. They held there was no issue. There's no Maris Ayin. Someone who sees you bring the latter will see that it's a Shaivach latter, so he won't suspect you of anything. Beis Hillel never said that when you have an issue, you could be Mekel. There was no issue by the case of the latter. Aval Hasam, and on Beis Hillel and Aleph, lie. Over there, there's an issue, and therefore they said, you can't do the Shechita, because maybe you're going to come to Katisha. So being that there's an issue, you have to take care of it, and it's going to be Aser. So there's no Stira. Everybody holds that when you have an issue, you have to take care of it. There's a Machlaikis in each case, whether or not there's an issue. There's no Stira in the two Mishnayas. Eli Kasha HaKasha. But if you want to ask a Stira, you'll ask it from the following Mishnayas. Now it says on the Mishnah on Yidam and Aleph, we'll learn soon, that Beishamei Aimrim lo yito elam keina neyam yibayim. Beishamei says if you want to go into the Shayvach and take a bird to eat for Yomtif, so you have to designate it before Yomtif. It's not enough to verbally designate it, even though typically by Muksa all you have to do is verbally designate. You have to actually go, and you have to pick it up with your hands, you have to be menaneya, you have to do that before Yantif, and then you could use that bird. Beisel says that no, you could just verbally designate it. Why does Beis Shammai hold that you can't just verbally designate it? Because Beis Shammai was concerned that if all you do is verbally designate it, so maybe on Yantif you're going to go, you're going to take that bird, you're going to see it's not as fat as it looked. And you're going to want a different bird. So it's going to come out that you did malacha, you did mukso, or you did tircha shalol tzairich. And so because of that concern, Beis Shammai says, you're not allowed to go get the bird, unless you were minaneya. If all you did was verbally designate it, you can't take it. So you see over here, there's a potential issue. And in Alma, gabe simchas yamtif, Beis Shammai l'chumra, ubeis Hillel l'kula. There's a potential issue, and Beis Shammai was machmir even at the expense of Simchas Yamtiv, and Beis Hillel is meiko. Uramenian on that, the Gemara asks the Stira, the Mishnah on Beis Hillel Aleph, Hashreich et chayev leif biyamtiv, v'chulu. Right, so we had on the Mishnah that there's a potential issue of Katisha, and Beis Shammai says you could still do the Shechita, and Beis Hillel says not to do the Shechita, so the Beis Hillel is Machmer on Simchas Yamtif, and Beis Shammai is Meiko, so it's a Stira, and on that, I'm Rabbi Yochanan Muchlevis HaShita. So switch around the Shitas, Rashi learns in the Mishnah on Yudam and Aleph, that it's Beis Hillel who says you have to be Minanea, and Beis Shammai says that all you have to do is verbally designate the bird. Says the Gemara, what's the stira? V'domolayi ad kan le'amri Beis Shammai elahicha dika deker notz avalicha deleker da'otz loy. Same kasha, same teretz. There's no stira. Beis Shammai wasn't makel on a potential issue on Beis Hillel and Aleph. They held that there was no issue. You have the shovel in the ground, so there's no problems of muksa. There's no problems of baina. There's no problems of chayrish. There's no issues. So therefore, of course, you could do the shechita. They weren't makel on an issue, but over here by the birds, there's an issue. Maybe if all you do is verbally designated, you might not like it when you go take it. So that's why Beis Shammai is machmer. There's no stira. Inami, and also ad kan le'kamri Beis Hillel hacha el kevin de muksahu ba'amid va'aymer zev is an ani naitil sagi. The only issue on Yudam and Aleph is muksa. So there's a simple fix. You say I'm designating that bird. So now you got rid of the issue. Beis Hillel wasn't chayshish that maybe you're going to change your mind. Maybe you're going to see that it's not the bird that you wanted. So all you have to do is verbally designate it. And then there was no issue. Beis Hillel wasn't makel because of Simchas Yamtif. They held that there was no issue. Aval hasam lai, but over there on the Mishnah on Beis Hillel and Aleph, they basically held that there was an issue because maybe you're going to be over on Katisha. So therefore they said not to do the Shechita. So again, there's no stira between the two Mishnayas.